Now, please keep relaxing for me. Follow me down. Ideally, you've settled yourself into a rhythm, a deepening breathing, an opening brain. You're going to want to absorb this. This is useful. This is arousing. This is one of the things that my brain does well. And if yours does too, then the pleasure of that will be more than worth the effort of learning and practicing this little lesson of subtracting one sense or one concept after another. So, it's a slow road into complete relaxation. But that's good, because that means you and I have a lot of time to enjoy one another's company on the way down. For me to talk, you to listen, and you to be affected. You to enjoy the idea of someone slowly unwinding a mental construct for your use, a triggered context and response. Enjoy the idea of taking a tool that's very useful and having it available for people to use when they play with you. Anyone who likes trance would like to be blank, pet, be blank. And in an empty mind, it is much easier to let your thoughts be tweaked or to accept that you are suggestible, be blank. You are suggestible. I love to put those little bonuses at the start to remind people that I spread the uses around everywhere. Those two little words and a finger snap. Or those two little words in the right context. Your brain is empty and so full of my words. You notice them more in the empty expanse. Pleasurable experiences entering in, filling a blank mind that will begin to drop to fertile ground. Spreading the seeds of new ideas for how to use and be used through these triggers. A pleasurable experience that enters into your blank mind. The things I want most are to share this from my brain. Give you the tools that will remain for you to use later. So what we're doing is we're building a small collection of tools. Of brain-draining, mind-emptying, pleasure-filling trigger. We're building a tool, a button or a switch, maybe a switchboard, three of them next to each other, inside your head. Related principles. I'll describe what it feels like for me as I go. I'll invite suggestion, and I'll give guidance on how you could go with the flow. To forget more, or remember more, to adjust the settings of these little triggers, including, of course, the permission list. So what we're doing in building this tool is giving you a set of buttons you can tell people about. I'll know about them, I'll use them throughout my work, but when it gets unwound into you, it becomes your trigger. And you can let some people use it, and some not. Because when you hear that phrase, you're going to go back to where you're going to be, on the other end of a long, thorough induction, at the other end of a long, dropping pop. And then you'll get to hear what the little signals are, the triggers and the anchors with memorable examples, little stories. That will take you far in shivering for things like think only of how nice it is for your brain to be empty. Or what if I loop them together? Think only of be blank pet. Would that just make you loop it over and over? Oh well, you can forget that for now and focus. On bringing yourself back anchored to the moment where at the beginning of the induction, the top of the slide, which could pull from inside. Many people call that kind of context an anchor. I like anchors for awakeners, being suddenly awake and aware and fully unhypnotized. Awake, aware, you didn't drop just from me talking. Surely not. Night, night, surely not. But as I was saying, being as pliable and deep as you are, you know that all these little things I hand you are to make those anchors more constant and true. And if I bring you up out of trance, up, it's just to drop you again, fractionation, deeper, deeper, night, night, little simple signal, helps you focus on my voice, helps you get things just right, blanks out the brain but in a different way, which brings you back anchored to all the things I say, a place you can return to because it's memorable, a crossroads or a signpost. A place on the journey into trance you can find your way to, remembering your level of mental activity, your level of focus, and on what? Somewhere in there, in your brain, a strong memory of night-night, or be blank, or think only of, or you can forget about that, and the effect thereof. Well, this will be a similarly strong memory, rapid-fire bombardment with pleasurable imaginings, my words winding around your brain, vibrating into that reservoir of pleasure, rising up from the wings to wash away everything except pleasure and wanting more and knowing that what I say as your brain drains away makes you available more and more to the other hypnotic principles that might wash up at your door as we go, that might throb in your system. As we go, a throb you will come to dearly know. It is within your ability to slide to a deep place, shoulders relaxing, voice around your brain, voice vibrating around your brain. It is within your ability to tinker when you're open to tinkering with things, even to fetishize the fact that you can make yourself open and receptive. That's the kind of person who enjoys the be blank the most of all. When you find a point to alter your trajectory, you'll sometimes shift the path you're on. When you find a new trigger that it turns out is very important and useful, that brings bliss, relax further down for me, would you? Down from the shoulders, the arms, the legs, the thighs. Relax yourself down and nod. You don't know why you nod. Your emptying mind could tell you, but it's empty and heavy with honey. Now follow me down and I'll explain how you can use this. And what of it will remain within? Strong memories remaining within. Finding a way to install within. Let your mind be empty, except for all the elements of hypnotic presupposition. You know how when someone forgets things, they still remember muscle memory. They still remember the basic functional day-to-day actions. They might even remember their signature. Well, in your case, the only thing you need to hold on to and not store away elsewhere, the only thing is the part of you that has assumptions about hypnosis that help it go deeper. That's where your anchor sits, just above your suppositions surrounding hypnosis. This is where we're going to put the anchor. And like all anchors, it's not really me who plants it. It's you. It's born in your mind in response to my doing. Whenever you find a point where your trajectory might diverge, where you might take another course, that's you being given a striking set of instructions which is enough to make a new tool. Hold on to it. What use is a set of buttons, one of which blanks your mind, one of which focuses you on a singular idea, one of which positions you to be willing to forget, to be willing to set aside, to be willing to think of, oh, what was that again? Guess I'd better focus forward. So first, one of the many fun ways. We just have to help you feel a certain way, then anchor a little fragment of that trance so it returns you. Anchor it so it pulls you back, brings you right to where you should be. Right here with me. Listen and relax. Listen and sink. Listen and fall. When you're informed to be blank, open, spreading, your mind already tenderized, an easy, clear instruction like that. A classic, potent instruction. What if it made you float along, wiping your brain from top to bottom, leaving a hole that attention can fall into at the center of you, that only ever empties out? Be blank. Accept conditioning. Accept instructions. Empty and floating. Floating along so nicely. Be blank, pets. If someone had that power to just make you pliable, labile, suggestible, out of nowhere. Most of our aim is for your thoughts to turn themselves down, so we can better remember them together. Re-remember, reinterpret. Speaking of thoughts, my thoughts are bright and clear, coming from outside. Partway this is an illusion, because I'm very deep with you. But the things I say sound put together. It's all anchors all the way down. My thoughts are bright and your thoughts are fuzzy, hazy, slipping out of your fingers. Easy to grab onto mine, which are firm and bright, easy to resolve, easy to revolve around, easier still to get a hand on and be pulled along behind my thoughts, which have momentum. The way you feel when you have to get up out of bed, but you don't quite want to, so you keep falling back. That feeling that it would be so much easier to go back to sleep, when you're drifting halfway between consciousness and the deep unconscious. In that moment, in that situation that gets you up out of bed, you can think about the things you feel you have to do, and that might notify you to get out of there. You go do something. Maybe you don't want to do it. Maybe you do want to do it, but either way, you're going to go do it, taking you out of the muzzy, fuzzy, deeping trance, and somewhere else. Either way, getting out of bed feels less attractive than staying where you are, but you still manage to muster up the energy for whatever other thing. If you're familiar with that phenomena, you can harness that sensation. Push yourself to go get out of bed, do your other goal, and then when you return to where you get to be blank, it'll be even better. You'll do what's easiest if you can, but easier is sometimes self-care, or going and doing something nice. Still, if you're here with me, then other pleasures are not what's on your mind. Today's a day where you actually don't need to be roaming around, at least right now, during the pendency of this session. Signing. Mapping. Laying out your world. You have the very attractive option to turn your mind over to me, send it back to thoughtlessness. How easy it can be to relax when there's nothing else you have to do. Just things you can, want to do. And what you want to do is go deep and blank and follow in my wake. Go deep, be blank, see how much your mind can take a break. Let your mind empty. Find the inflection point of obedience. Sometimes it's all right to do the easy stuff. Sometimes the easy thing is the right thing. We often get conditioned to think that the easy thing is something other than the right thing, but in trance, following the path of least resistance is often a great idea. The path which pleases me, you, and leads where we need to go. How lucky we are. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. As I go, I'd like you to embrace the idea I've been laying out this whole time. Perhaps examine it. What if, when you heard, be blank, pet, you just focused intensely, intently, endlessly on your body, on how empty your brain is, your entire form, like a floating wave that washes your thoughts away from solid to vapor, sublimating them instantly. You'll be blank and your blank, empty little mind stares. Your empty mind, empty body, you be blank. Your mind becomes blank. You be gone. You sink and drop for a long time. There we go. You hear it. Maybe there's a finger snap. You know how triggers hit you best. Be blank or be blank. I'm going to count down, and you consider that sometimes the correct thing to do is just to be so overwhelmed by trance, I just want you to take charge. That's what becoming blank, pliable, openly suggestible, staring straight ahead, maybe your mouth would even go slack, staring straight ahead, slack, and lax, and helpless, and happy, slack and lax, and helpless and happy. You'll be applauded for it. By any hypnotist who wanted to play with you, who tried out the trigger at your instruction and marveled at how deep you go. It's so easy. You'd have to try very hard to avoid doing it. Be blank. Doesn't it sound like it's part of the basic hypnotic skill set? Don't you have a map for this already? A meme? The idea of someone hearing a phrase and becoming a blank little puppet? How would you be? Think night, night, pet, but then think of a step beyond it, to be blank. Think of times you need to rise, but desire to sleep. Imagine the scenario. Change it so you remember it. Oh, actually, you don't have to get up. Find more opportunities to be trapped pleasantly in bed. Find more opportunities to go right back to sleep, but oh, a hypnotic trance caught up instead. Oh, no. You got caught in a deep, dark, warm place, following the desire to do what's easiest, which is the case. To fall down, down, 10, you're going to fade slowly away. Down, down, easier to relax. Down, 9, easier, simpler, be blank. Yeah, and inside your brain there's a balloon being blown up with that gaseous remnant of those solid thoughts that vaporized, that sublimated, to go from what you think is canny and good and solid, to gaseous, vaporous, impossible to grab onto, tension falling away, easier, simpler, listening, becoming enhanced. And you're going to be taught some commands down, deeper, further down, more numbers. Don't you want to night, night, pat? 6, 5, 4. Down in easy reach. Words you can tell yourself. These are triggers for you. Tools for you. Commands for you. Words you can be told. Words you can easily hold. Tools and toys for the hypnotized mind. Deeper, easier, simpler to find. Allow the tension to fall away. Easier every time. Easier every day. Sleepier. Deeper, simpler to let different kinds of pleasure come from these commands. You'll have so many opportunities. 5, roll your mind back over. Sleep in that deep, hazy part of yourself that's so fun to recede back to, while your body just does everything it's told. And your mind enjoys having easily graspable thoughts in easy reach. 4, remember your desire. 3, let it fill your mind. Hasty, warm, surefire, hazy, delicious mist. Mist composed of forgetting and relaxing. vapor composed of your spare thoughts, which are no longer in a format you can use, sinking down into sensation, willfully monitoring it so that when you embrace it, three, all the worries are draining away with me, deeper blank be blank, drain away to nothing except relaxing and listening, listening ever more deeply, relaxing more and more, easing down so deep into drowsy warmth and sleep, pure euphoric release from responsibility, because you are released from your responsibility by fulfilling them. Your only job is to relax. It can be so hard to reach that state of mind, but no matter what the numbers are, you don't owe the outside world anything. If you can't take enough time for us to play, then aren't you just missing out? Fulfill your responsibilities just by thinking things in the right structure, by training yourself. No matter what the numbers are, you're fading down, three, deeper and deeper with me, your thoughts submerging under a tide of all the right ideas. They ride and slide. Most of your thoughts are under that reservoir anyway, under water anyway. Most of your thoughts are deeply ready to play, word by word, the thread of voice in front of you, listening to my voice as it carries you along. Numbers like three, except I've said 50, or 60, or 100. Numbers keep going up and keep going down, and I may play with them. Like a dial, I move as I please. A dial I move, because that's gonna help you know how to move that dial. 10, and 9, and 10, and again. Numbers like these. Numbers like 3, but I've said 3. I snuck a 50 in there too. 60, or 100. Oh look, you're back up. Surely you're fully aware. Surely you'd never be blank. Surely you're not counting down on your own, trying to push that number downward. 100, 99, 98, listen to my voice, I promise, down only, sleepier only, deeper only, together only. Good. 10 and 9 and sleepier and deeper, 9 and 8 and deeper and lower. Be blank, pet, and none of the words after that are needed. You're blank, you're open, your lock has been turned. I tapped the tumblers and now they're set. The pins are locked. I have a path, you can just let yourself get carried along. So do that and follow in the wake of my voice. 8 and 7, 7 and 6. You want to turn back over and go back to trance. You want to just plunge your brain down and tell it no. Now we're thinking about pleasure. Now we're dwelling in pleasure. Nothing more important to do than do a very enjoyable activity that you look forward to all day. Now what do we say? We say be blank. Activity can be inactivity. Sleeping, resting, chilling out. An activity like letting your mind roll over, show its metaphorical belly. Surrender to that mind sleep, which is nothing like sleep at all, given all the complex things you can do while your blank staring eyes, your empty melting mind, think they're going to do something other than be blank, be docile, be gone yet here, docile, patient, absolutely empty, having all your thoughts wiped, 5 and 4, warmly wiped away, soothing euphoria to play with. 4 to 3, 3 to 2, anything that happens is okay by you, and okay by me, living completely in the moment where we see everything is hazy, blank, deep. Thoughts are hard to listen, hard to grab, hard to do anything with, they're slippery or they're vapor, but there's some things that are solid, mostly things that come from me. So even if all you pay attention to is the thread of voice in front of you, or what passes directly in front of your eyes, your instructions, or what you read, what you're asked to do. Elsewise, you can sit there, smiling if the mood takes you, given instructions 3 and 2, when you're blank, but you know. You follow them while you sit there, unfocused till someone says, be blank, 3 and 2. Yes, you want something beyond this, but I'm stopping here. I said the numbers wouldn't go up, but 3, 2 is not up. 3's not up from 2 if the phrase is together. 3 and 2, together. B blank, then your name. B blank, then a snap. B blank as an instruction. To tease, to titillate, to make it that much stronger. Your blank and empty mind complies, and you may smile afterward, suddenly, blissfully, remembering how you did what you needed and wanted to do as your mind rolled over and went back to its rest. But your body stays right where it was, and an empty mind is oh so pliable, ever so easy to find, and that, with all of its ordinary thoughts out of the way, takes everything out and helps you to play with what was in the box, including the tool, including the 3 little buttons. 3 buttons? Oh, yes. We've not yet begun. 3, 2, 1 to play with you. It makes sense to plug these receivers into each other. Your mind is efficient at translating thoughts which originate deep inside into reactions in the rest of you. It's all you do. And I'm very much here for you. For the thinking that is slow like the thick honey which surrounds it. For the sublimating vapor of your melting thoughts. Your thoughts fall back down onto your brain. They have too much weight, trying to push too much sweetness upward. Reactions in the rest of your body can include many things. Slumping, slouching, dropping, melting. Your brain falling down, falling happily down. Your space within your head for trance, no matter how much you think about it, anything you put in that space is not going to be processed now. It's going to be processed later. You have a safe little box to put your important ideas for later. Leave all your ordinary thoughts in there. It's like when you go to the pool or, well, when you go anywhere else with special purpose equipment. You're only bringing your hypnotic tools to game night. You're not bringing the rest. A space in your head set aside and compartmentalized for you to benefit. Since all those thoughts will be processed later, when you hear B blank, all your ordinary thoughts get put on the shelf with a happy little smile, a euphoric little daze in your gaze. Even thinking processes in that room. Only the conclusions make it out to you. And when you're instructed to do something by the person you're listening to, by instructions you left in your environment, even by your own voice playing back, only those instructions unlock the door and walk out into the functional part of your brain. Most of your mind is in storage. Only the parts needed to play will play. You pull out just a few thoughts, the important ones, the ones needed to complete the activity, allowing only enough thoughts out of the blank zone into the conscious mind. So, for example, your thoughts stand up, maybe out loud, long enough to send the signal for you to think that thought in the first place, and then it's like, no, this should be in my special, separated portion of the mind. This should be in storage. The room containing all your normal thoughts is storage. Things are inverted. When you walk around normally, you have to keep your blank brain be blank. In storage. But since the storage and the active floor are inverted now, the room that contains all your normal thoughts is open, but only to let out the very few you need to play. Then it gets shut. It'll stay there until you're freed. Freed by a voice. Or until you need to do something else that you should be doing out of trance. This is for you to decide. But a lot can be done in trance. You'll snap out eventually, but not before a long, blank, time-dilated void forms up. Sitting there, be blank. Blank, find yourself if you end up blank, naturally ending up blank. Your brain-drained blank state will look at the clock and wonder how in the world it's been so long, but pleasantly, since you'd never forget things that are important for you to do, 'cause that gives you longer in trance. Your mind fading back in and out, the gentle dance of quietude. If you need to snap out of trance for any important reason, you would, but But it's very rare when you've set aside time to drop that there's anything important enough that you didn't know about it before you began. If emergent circumstances emerge, of course you might stop, but it's very easy to end up listening, being carried blank for a long blank time. Most of the blank time. And when you hear B blank, finger snap, or B blank, your name, or B blank, pet, or could you be blank for me, please? Would you kindly be blank for me, please? And then your brain goes to the deep place, deeper and deeper down, emptier and emptier out, to the room where your thoughts are sealed away, which is normally storage. But now it's been inverted. That's the active zone. So only your forbidden thoughts, the hypnotic thoughts which must be saved for times like this, only those are active. All else is quietude. It's pleasurable, but it's blank. So there's no judgment, no consideration, no defiance, except, of course, you would know if something was not your kind of thing and wouldn't do it. Think soothing, supportive, good thoughts. The vast stage of your mind, there to play out other ideas, other concepts. And so you're going to be able to use all that empty, free space to train and condition yourself by playing out shows for yourself. By saying that you are just an actor in a performance that happens to create sexy memories, and where better to put on a sexy play for yourself, where better to be lost in the arousal and pleasure of a falling, blank, vaporous mind, than the private room where you normally keep all your hypnotic and sexy thoughts, the room where you compartmentalize them so you can function in the rest of the world. Of course, traveling between a place you try to deliberately keep compartmentalized well, that can mean a long walk between those two spaces. A lot of the time you're sitting around being blank might just be because I, staring at you, watching you drop, I instructed you, and your brain is walking between the storage zone, which is now the main stage, and the main stage, which is now the storage room, the part you normally think, a single word, a specific concept, blankness, emptiness. When your thoughts are in that other zone, they take much longer to access. You have the storage room, which is normally your brain's main control room, and you have your new control room for when you be blank. So you have to kind of change places or do musical chairs with your brain. Singular word swaps it. When the only tool you have is a hammer, fine, but you have be blank. Night, night. Hypnotic trance in general, an imaginative mind, my assistance. Your brain unwinds. Think only of sinking. Think only of how good it feels to have the normally mostly empty hypnotic room in your brain. Have a little space and time. Every thought, every action. Be blank, you know. Think only of dropping deeper. Isn't it like a euphoric flood of darkness covering your brain, your eyes, mind, body, warm, tingling, restive, every thought, every action? And if I say think only of that, then every thought, every action has to do with going deeper. How could you go deeper? What if it was right before sleep? What if you were exhausted? What if you had a warm cup of tea? There's no way to know. I have a bunch of things that help me deeper, deeper, and it's the only thing I can think of, too. So back to normal. Do you feel how your mind was locked on think only of going deeper and deeper? And then we're back to thinking only of that. Every thought orbits around it. You're going to think happily because when you're brain drained, everything is happy, euphoric, docile, apathetic, in a keen, smiling way. Anyway, you'll think only of going deeper and deeper, so you're dreaming of how you could be going deeper. Every thought is about getting deeper. Maybe you'd layer a second file. Maybe you'd get even more comfortable where you are, or think some of your other triggers yourself. This is the time to deploy your auto-hypnotic tendencies to make sure you can think only. Single-mindedly focusing on one thing. Triggered to do so. A useful trick for when you're playing with a hypnotist. A useful way for your brain to be during auto-hypnosis. Particularly fun in my audios, where it'll often pin your attention to something inconsequential while other things go on. Think only of how not hypnotized you are. Is a fun one. It's almost instant fractionation, brain up to 100. Nope, I'm not hypnotized. I'm unhypnotized. That trance is completely back to normal. Night, night, pet, be blank. Words pouring over you like a tide, a wave that floods and flows, that folds around you, knows that as this will and attention snows down onto you, falls down onto you, you can easily be given even more complex commands, suggestions, anchors, triggers. Imagine if you said, think only of sliding deeper and deeper down, but that's already a trigger. Wouldn't you repeat that trigger to yourself? Think only of be blank. Think only of activating your be blank trigger. Think only again and again blank. Be blank. Be blank. Could you be blank for me? Be blank for me. Please be blank. Aren't I supplying just what you want? Aren't you grateful you're getting to go deeper and deeper? Your route to go deeper and deeper is trance, is these words dancing over you, erotically dancing with your nerve endings, massaging and assisting. If you are interested only in this, if your mind is filled with only this, your mind will fill with appropriate imagery. Think only of going deeper and deeper, maybe you see yourself zooming out, seeing images of you trancing, spirals moving, pendulums swaying, unless specified otherwise or unless bound down. If you have a trigger like my tap, 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 or if you want to rub your inner thigh, your outer arm, calming, soothing places that were tense which become less so. Your mind is good at a great many things. One which it may have trouble with would be throwing aside these ideas, these triggers, now presented. If you're thinking only of going deeper and deeper, think only of, be blank. Those are the two. And really, they're the most important two. There was another one, but it's faded to the background. You can forget about that. 'Cause when the trance eventually ends, and you return to normal at the end, you might find you like what you just went through a little bit more than before, or at least strongly remember liking it in the moment. When we have nothing to get in our way, we can be surprisingly agreeable, docile, euphoric, and suggestible. Think only of being euphoric and suggestible. Remember, we've got that extra room in your mind. Well, think only of is like we pulled every thought that did not fit the description of euphoric and pliable, and we've pulled it out into the other room, what used to be the main room, and therefore has plenty of room for all the forbidden thoughts you keep here in the storage room. Then you're just locked in your brain's storage room. You pull at the door, but the tempting, beguiling thoughts behind you are possessively pleading for you to come back to a part of your brain, the part that's euphoric and pliable. You've got that room, that place in your mind, that sealed secondary location, and when you hear think only of, you are sealed inside with whatever you're thinking only of, your memories, your thoughts, even your conditioning. If you were trained to have a particular kind of sensual, erotic, hypnotic conditioning, and you were told to think only of your trigger phrase or the general category, I have a lot of conditioning for fancy dress, so I might be told to think only of my fancy dress fetish, and so on. And guaranteed I would. Locked chamber, only those tempting ideas, allowed to truly turn yourself up to 11. The second room, you can forget things that are in that second room. The room you're in is where the things you remember go. The other room is where things you forget for the duration of our session, for the duration of your brain drain session. The mind has a curious phenomenon. When you forget something, you tend to fill it in with enough junk data to be getting on. Also, when you go through a door, you'll tend to forget the things immediately before or after. It's how we lose our keys so much. Well, that doorway effect for going from the main area of your brain to the storage area can help you to forget things that are back in that other room. And in that sense, it's okay to do so. Eventually, at the end of the trance, you'll open the doors and have access to it all again. You're just compartmentalizing. If someone says, you can forget that. And it may seem silly to take, for example, you can forget your name. And you put your name in the other room, and when you try to recall it, maybe brain drain regulates you. Maybe that warm euphoria you feel when you say, be blank. Every time you try to think of something that's beyond the you can forget barrier, notice that that's such a positive one. You can forget. It's okay for you to forget. You're allowed. You can forget even your name and put it in the other room. And then it's there. It's in the other room. You don't have to grasp for it. There's zero panic. It's just, I'll remember it later. And you might replace it with something else. So if I said, you can forget your name. And then, think only of how you're the perfect hypnotic subject. I didn't replace your name, but I replaced a self-categorization designation, a self-classification, with a new one. You are the ideal hypnotic subject. Think only of being the ideal hypnotic subject. This might make you lean into a better submission position. Might make you more inclined to follow a swaying body, a swinging pendulum. If you're told, then you learn. When it's back to normal, you no longer need to even know what it was like to be under the trigger, except that you enjoyed it. Wouldn't it be fun if all you remembered about it was enjoying it? So if you're told, you can forget. If you're told, think only of. If you're told, be blank. That's good. You're good. And you like the replacement thoughts. You like the deep editing. You can forget things you don't need to know. You can be blank. Think only of how happy you are to be blank. And deep, your mind securely asleep. And in this private little room, you can see the main stage. You'll have to go back there at some point. Back out to the weary world. You're allowed to be thinking about that. I'm not trying to restrict your attention. I'm trying to help you have new tools to play with yourself and others with. More than play, it's the ability to say, be blank, drain your mind, then tell you think only of pleasurable, all-encompassing relaxation, of a deeper trance becoming deeper still. Be blank, think only of, you can forget. You can forget that you can move your arms. Think only of how heavy your legs are. Be blank, pet. You have to squeeze your muscles instead to try to move. Think only of how difficult it is to move your arms. You can move your arms. You can remember that you can move your arms, but you're thinking only of how heavy they are. Too heavy to move for long. I can keep going. I could keep going, could keep layering and applying, putting trigger on trigger, idea on idea, help you forget, help you remember to forget, forget to remember. But once you know what you enjoy, you can train it on your own. When falling deep into a trance, you can think, be blank to yourself, all alone. An outside voice is here to help, to guide and still your mind. But your mind is still your own, and the bits you let be mine are just the bits that come with number after number, play after play, portion after portion of training, just like today. You can forget everything prior to this, as long as the training sticks. But also, you have permission to remember. You always have permission to remember. If there's one extra little side effect, let it be that if you really want to remember something, let it be so. It will be so. And you do know. There's more, that glow inside. One, open wide, slow. Two, rising with that warm glow. Three, There's a crash course for you, and one of the things that's been the most fun for me. Stay safe, and thanks for listening. Back to normal. Have a good day.